Family is to pay price as PC's killers could get early release. The mother of PC Andrew Harper says her family will pay the price after learning her son's killers remain eligible for early release under the government's planned sentencing changes. Prime Minister Andy Burnham announced on Monday that rape, serious child sexual offences and grooming would be excluded from the scheme aimed at easing prison overcrowding. The proposals have sparked criticism after it emerged two of PC Harper's killers would still qualify for early release. The 28-year-old Abingdon-based policeman sustained fatal injuries while responding to a quad bike theft in Sulhamstead, Berkshire, in August 2019. Speaking to BBC Newsnight, his mother, Debbie Adlam, said, "It feels like we're letting Andrew down again. We've been through the justice system. We thought we'd done as best as we could. Now we're standing up to fight again with this evening's announcement. So I just feel really let down, for Andrew's sake as well as ours." PC Harper from Wallingford died after getting caught in a strap attached to the back of a car and dragged down a country road as three teenage suspects fled the scene of the burglary. The driver of the vehicle, Henry Long, received a 16-year sentence and would not have been eligible for the government scheme. Jesse Cole and Albert Bowers, who were passengers in the car and sentenced to 13 years for manslaughter after a trial at the Old Bailey in 2020, would become eligible for release after serving half of their sentences. Ms. Adlam confirmed Justice Secretary Alex Norris had called her to explain the situation. "Apparently, the situation is, if nothing was done, then the prison system would fall completely," she said. "But we're paying the price for it. It's Andrew and his family and many others like us. We're paying the price." Asked if she accepted Mr. Norris's apology, Ms. Adlam said, "I do know that he was sorry, but there surely has to be other answers, other ways to look at and other things to explore. This decision was made very quickly." Thames Valley Police Chief Constable Jason Hogg said, "I am beyond disappointed the government is continuing to allow PC Harper's killers to be released early from prison, despite the overwhelming recent public outcry. It is simple. If Andrew's killers were convicted today, they would receive life sentences due to the law that was created in his name. They would not be eligible for early release. This decision is demoralising for all police officers and our fellow emergency service workers, not just in the Thames Valley, but put themselves in harm's way to protect and serve their community." Mr. Burnham paused plans to release prisoners early in September to ease overcrowding in jails as part of the Sentencing Act. The scheme will now be delayed until October. The Prime Minister assured the public that offenders will face tighter community supervision, including new GPS monitoring for rapists to restrict their movements. Mr. Burnham said he wanted to go even further, but that was not possible without the prison system collapsing and putting the public at much greater risk. Announcing the changes, the Prime Minister said, "We will also be introducing much tougher community measures. There will be a presumption that all offenders are tagged, longer periods of supervision and tough new rules, including restriction zones for offenders." Earlier, PC Harper's widow, Lissy Harper, said releasing killers early would be an affront to justice and an utter betrayal. She added, "The level of disrespect the government are showing to Andrew and other victims and to their loved ones, such as me, is beyond contempt." And with the article, there are mugshots of the two convicts who will be released early.